Welcome today to our interview series with Outstanding Professionals. I'm Stephen Ibaraki, and I'm conducting an exclusive interview with Omar Sarug, innovating award-winning developer who shares many special tips. Omar, thank you for sharing your many deep experiences with our audience.
Thanks, Stephen. It's my pleasure to be here with you.
Now, Omar, can you profile your top educational successes and why they are so important?
Actually, despite my relatively short educational journey until now, I can say that a series of successful events led me to this stage. First of all, I was selected in my undergraduate program in computer engineering for a scholarship to attend Bilkent University in Turkey, which is one of the best universities following the North American system outside North America. Bilkent University is highly ranked among other universities in the world, and I graduated with high honor. My experience in that year was over my expectations and led me to know my current supervisor at the University of Calgary, who has connections there. My second big success is getting the Alberta Innovate Technology Future Scholarship alongside the acceptance offer from the University of Calgary. I had very good profile working with my current supervisor, including many publications while I was in Turkey, which I believe the main reason for me to get this scholarship. I want to take this chance now to thank Alberta Innovates for providing the scholarship, which motivated me to come to Calgary. The third major success is being part of the team that won the Imagine Cup 2013 within Canada and one of the categories at the World Finals in Russia.
Now, why should faculty and students get involved in the Imagine Cup?
Imagine Cup and similar competitions may be the best way to apply the theoretical research in something tangible that benefits the world. In our application, for example, we applied many of our research methods, among others, in a product that won the competition. In addition to this, such competitions give a great mean of publicity, especially if you reach the finals and compete against the best teams from all over the world. It is a different kind of feeling that gives you a high self-confidence after winning at the international level, which is not an easy task.
Omar, it's just amazing what you have achieved, and also the university and Retta, your supervisor, in terms of the Imagine Cup. And of course, it's backed by Microsoft, and they provide the DreamSpark program for students, and also the BizSpark program for those who have an entrepreneurial bent. And I know that you were able to avail yourself of all the solutions and services and products that Microsoft offers through these special programs for students and for faculty. Now, on my next question, I want to know if you can describe your experiences at the finals in Canada and then in Russia.
Okay, no doubt that both of them, they were very hard to achieve in Canada and globally, but of course with rewarding results. In Canada, we competed against hundreds of other entries from all over the country. Getting the first within Canada was a great step toward the harder one in Russia. We worked day and night to get the product in its final shape to the level of worldwide competition. The finals in Russia were harder for us since we were competing against the best of the best. We had high confidence in the team, and we were insisting on coming back with the award. This put us under the pressure, and we had nights of even no sleep to make sure we will have a comprehensive system that will be liked by the judges.
Now, can you describe your top placing winning projects for the Imagine Cup and what made them special?
Initially, we participated in two teams. The first team is SANU team that qualified to Russia, and the other is USAVE team that won the second place in Canada. So our two teams got ranked among the top three Canadian teams. The two ideas are special because they were almost the first of their kind. USAVE idea is a mobile application that lets the user save his money, time, or fuel while buying products from stores. The SANU idea is a comprehensive application that monitors the user sitting time in front of computers and provides them with exercise suggestions depending on their sitting patterns and times to keep them as healthy as possible. This is, of course, among other features in both ideas.
Can you provide your special technical tips for developing using the languages you prefer most?
I can say that each programmer has his own style of doing things. But generally, if you like a programming language, you should keep yourself up to date with the current advancements in this language. Most of the programming languages have many teaching resources that keep changing over time. It's very good practice to take a look and practice these new advancements, even without the need to use them in your competition or project. Another important thing is the science itself. Many programmers know how to program if you tell them what the algorithm is. But the hard thing is to have the necessary science and research experience before you learn how to program. To have a broader view of what is happening in the programming field, you should not limit yourself to one language all the time. You should learn new languages, since one language is not enough to do all the magic all the time. You may need the help of other technologies in addition to your preferred language. So be an expert in one language, but have the taste of many others.
So what are some of your favorite languages?
My favorite languages mostly are .NET languages like C# and VB.NET, but I also program in Java and C++.
Now, from your perspective, what are the specific best online resources to use as a developer?
The internet is full of thousands of places to learn from. Many resources come from other programmers' experience, which proved to be very useful. Other resources are from the companies who issued the technology in the first place, such as Microsoft or Oracle, for example. For me, and since I use Microsoft products a lot in my research and competitions, I prefer the Dream Spark that contains access to a huge number of free technologies for students and researchers.
Now, I was speaking at the Economic Forum in Eurasia, and I talked about digital libraries, and specifically the ACM Digital Library, because there's a direct sort of correlation between use of digital libraries and ranking of the university or ranking of the government research institute or even the major corporations. All the major corporations, for example, use the ACM Digital Library. Did you find digital library of some use?
Actually, ACM Digital Library is being used by the university here and our group extensively, but the ACM Digital Library is concerned more about research and theory stuff, but the resources that I mentioned before are for technical tools and technical resources. But for sure, I have publications in the ACM Digital Library, and if I need access to theoretical research that can help me in my projects or competitions, of course I will use this library to get some papers, and for free, for sure, because the university has free access to this library.
Now, what special technical tips can you provide when developing applications?
There are many tips for that. First of all, we have to make sure that the idea is unique and attract users. Don't limit yourself to one platform or technology for the final product. For example, if you are developing an Android application, then no one but Android users can use it. So cross-platform applications are the key for success. If the idea is simple, don't make the final product complicated. You should take into account that the vast majority of users don't know how to use complex applications, or if they know, they prefer not to. Last step is to start simple by issuing the first version with limited features and see people's opinions and feedback and try to learn from them for the next versions.
Now, going on to this then, what do you see as the major challenges when developing applications?
The major challenge is not the technology, of course. The idea is the most challenging. In today's huge advancements in all kinds of hardwares and softwares, you can find almost every idea already implemented. The low-hanging fruits are not there anymore. So if you get the right idea in the right time with the right team, then you guarantee your success. After formulating the idea and the target user group, you can start developing it using the available technologies and languages such as Microsoft products and others. Even spotting the gap is not enough. The more important is to fill it with the appropriate and attractive application before it is filled by someone else.
What special developer techniques are you using in your latest applications?
In our latest application, the main thing we practiced is using many technologies integrated with each other. This type of technology integration is not easy in the beginning because you can find different alternatives for each part of the project, and you should decide on the technology that serves you the best. I benefited from the time I spent building my background since I was attending the undergraduate program. My strong background in various aspects of the technology helped me in making the right choices in shorter times and hence achieve the success.
What are your recommended Microsoft technologies and why?
Normally, I used to work only with Microsoft products. I stopped for a while since they were not free, but during the past few years, I went back to using them heavily after Microsoft announced the DreamSpark initiative, where everything is free for students and researchers. The good thing about Microsoft products is that they cover a wide range of solutions to almost every problem that I can encounter.
Now, are there special people that you follow in the marketplace to help in your development, special sites where there's templates or special media channels that you use, and other kinds of resources that you can name that you think are ones that you would recommend to others?
Actually, there is another resource, especially for Microsoft users, Microsoft product users, called the BizSpark. It is related to development issues, like you can install tools from there, and also it helps you in the business-wise, in your startup. So I follow that program also from time to time and see what they advise me to do. Like they call me regularly and tell me, okay, what's your progress now? How can we help you? So it is useful for me and for everyone who has a startup in the beginning.
Do you follow things like Channel 9, MSDN, TechNet?
Yeah, of course. Channel 9, MSDN, I look to all projects like regularly there.
Okay, so this next question is outside of sort of the specifics of technology, and we're now getting to sort of more broader questions. You know, for some time, in fact, many hundreds of years, there's been other professions like medicine and law and even accounting for that matter. Now, computing is relatively new, so do you think computing should be a recognized profession on par with the others, with things like demonstrated professional development, that means you have to prove it, adherence to a code of ethics and ethical conduct, taking personal responsibility for everything you do, being publicly accountable for everything you do, ensuring that there's quality in everything you do, and even having things like recognized credentials?
Okay, it is not my opinion now. It is a fact that computing and ICT in general should be developed as a very well-defined profession. Only in this way, it will be possible to contribute well and in organized, responsible, and accountable way to the roots of every single other profession. Unfortunately, the need for a large number of computing specialists over the past decades did not provide enough time for computing to be rounded well as solid profession. There have been many consequences of this, including the badly designed systems which were not based on solid background in algorithm development, testing, and deployment. I hope the efforts to develop computing into a well-rounded profession will succeed in the near future.
Now, Omar, you've done some traveling. You're still relatively young yet, but you've done some traveling and speaking and working internationally. From that experience and because of some of the great work you've already accomplished, do you have any stories you want to share with the audience?
Yeah, I have some stories that I can share. I try to avoid the unexpected things every time. So one of the amazing moments actually I experienced in Canada here is going to Niagara Falls in Ontario and getting hit by its water, where I just was 20 meters away from the falls, which was very, very good experience for me. Another thing I can remember is I went to Turkey for the first time. In the first day, I felt the language shock since I didn't know how to speak Turkish, of course. And I wanted to leave home in the first day because I could not communicate well with people on the streets. Luckily, the university was English-speaking, so I did not face this problem inside the university.
Omar, this is where we turn the tables in this interview, and that is, in this question, I'm asking you, if you were conducting this interview, what questions would you ask, and then what would be your answers?
Okay, if I'm conducting this interview, I have maybe a couple of questions to ask. The first one is, what are the things that can result from knowing other people in such competitions like the Imagine Cup? And my answer, actually, you can do a lot. I saw many people who started their startups, even they failed the competition, but they knew businessmen there and some interested people who started startups with them because only they liked their project. So the amount of connections and important people that you may know there is enormous. Another question is, how the research benefits you in such competitions and how your research is affected back on the other hand. My answer also would be, in For example, in our latest experience in Imagine Cup, we found many ways to apply our group research in a practical application. This proves that our research is good enough to enter the practical level and shows its abilities to solve many of the world problems. On the other hand, the amount of problems we face during the implementation of the project opens for us new research fields and problems to think about. So the research is affected back also. Another question that I can think of is the teamwork, how the teamwork is a key in winning such competition. I would say that the good team comes before the good idea. If the team is good, and that was our case, then every idea is possible to implement. Our team was mentored by our research supervisor who had great experience and was giving us the directions to follow in order to win such a place.
So what were the qualities in your supervisor that really inspired your group to get you to work hard and so on? And could you talk about your supervisor in this way?
Yeah, actually, our supervisor has many collaborations with other companies other than the research. He has collaborations with companies, and he always brings research from these companies to our group. So basically, he knows how people in the business side think about products more than us. So he was always giving us what to do and, okay, this feature is good, this feature is not very attractive. So focus on this, don't focus on this. Other than this, he was mentoring every step of the implementation process. And we were following his directions because we believed that he had greater experience in this subject, especially when we are dealing with judges in such competitions. They are all businessmen and people from industry, so they are not researchers. So he had more experience in dealing with such people more than us. So it was very good mentoring process.
And I guess in terms of your supervisor, you're talking about Professor Reda
Alhaj. Yep.
Okay, well, that completes our interview, and I know that you're a very busy student still and doing lots of research, and you're key parts of many teams. So thank you for coming in today and sharing your experiences with our audience.
I enjoyed talking to you and answering your interesting questions. Thank you for giving me this opportunity.
I'm Stephen Ibaraki, and this concludes our exclusive interview with Omar Zarug, innovating award-winning developer who shared his many special tips.